All right, Zombie Blows PC. They said a stat, and it kind of blew me away during the show. They were saying 16 years first factory ride, and I guess so, right?
Yeah, it definitely is my first factory ride.
I was like, wait, did he fill in or did he get a TLD ride? But they weren't really factory then.
Yeah. No, back in 2009 when I got my fill-in TLD ride, they were still on Hondas. Yeah. Mitch was doing all their stuff. And so, not really factory at that point.
Right. What'd you think? So I told you before we hit record, I think your start wasn't very good. You were 13th, 14th the first time I ever saw you.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, my start wasn't very good. Got pinched on the start and felt like I was like pretty much dead last first lap, and or at least close to it, and just tried to ride my own race. I knew it was going to be a long one, obviously, with a little bit of seat time on the bike, and yeah, I made up the, you know, for 10th, so yeah, it's going to be a building process, and obviously not happy with 10th, but at the same time, I know having a little bit of seat time on the bike before this one is not ideal, but yeah, we'll go back, do some homework, and yeah, get better.
What do we got? Maybe 6 rides on the bike?
Five?
Okay. Are we staying in California?
Yeah, staying in Southern California. So yeah, we'll go back there, ride during the week, and
what if somebody needs some suspension done?
Yeah, it's going to be put on hold for a little while until I can figure that part out, but so yeah.
I felt like once you guys, two of the guys, figured out to go over the table on the rhythm lane beside the start, or the whoops, I mean, once you guys went over the table and doing 3-3, hard to make up time anywhere else. Like, if you were doing that, you were pretty solid. There wasn't much else to do?
Yeah. Once that rhythm lane kind of, they kind of cleaned that up, the track crew did, and it was pretty much, since the last practice, everyone was going over 3-3. So, yeah, it was, you know, during the main there, before the finish line, I was going roll and then over the tabletop and threeing up and then double. So, yeah, I think I was making up a little bit of time there, too. So that, and I just – the sand section, I feel like, got me every lap.
I was
so.
Just going to bring it up. Dude, it got everybody. Like, Thrasher went down twice. Everyone's Chase Alma went down in it. Sand was giving guys a lot of problems, I guess, because it was just so fast and open.
Yeah. I felt like I almost crashed there probably almost every lap. But, yeah, it was definitely very tricky. You know, the rollers that they built into them. And obviously, sand is changing every lap. So, yeah, it got very tricky, and I think it caught a lot of people off guard.
Has this been pretty cool so far? I mean, you're hard on yourself for your results, but, I mean, has this been cool?
Yeah, it's been awesome. The whole team's been super welcoming and trying to get me comfortable. And so that's been super cool. Just everything about it, how they watch film and kind of break things down is something that I've never done ever. So that part's really cool, and everyone's just kind of wants to do the best they can, and we'll do whatever it takes. So obviously P10 is not where we want to be, and I know that I can be better, but let's get more seat time on the bike, and we'll get there.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you.